With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Couple of swing states, Arizona and Nevada, are on the itinerary today for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Mr. Trump also has an event planned in New Mexico. That's a rally in Albuquerque. And if you think you've heard it all during this heated presidential race, hold on a minute.
How do you like my garbage truck?
Former President Trump, in his MAGA garbage truck, his response to President Biden, referring to Trump supporters as garbage. Now, Kamala Harris, trying to distance herself from the controversy, continues harping on the abortion issue, referring to Mr. Trump.
He would ban abortion nationwide.
Actually, Mr. Trump has repeatedly said that abortion is an issue that's best left to the states, and that's what happened post Roe versus Wade. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court has given Virginia a green light to enforce state law by removing non-citizens from its voter rolls.
The emergency decision marks a loss for the Biden administration, which convinced lower courts to reinstate the registrations because the removals took place too close to the election. The court's three liberals, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, publicly dissented. Earlier this month, the Biden administration sued Virginia election officials over the 1,600 people removed from the state's voter rolls. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August formalizing the program. Ernie Bennett, Washington.
The latest North Korean missile to be test-fired flew higher and longer than anyone that came before, according to Japanese defense officials. Tragedy at the Falls. New York State police say a 33-year-old mother climbed over a safety rail and intentionally went over Niagara Falls with her two youngsters, 9-year-old and a 5-month-old child. Watching Wall Street now, the Dow down 317, the Nasdaq is off 378 points. This is SRN News. On the day before Americans go to the polls, a unique national prayer meeting has been scheduled for Christians to seek God's direction and his blessing on the land.
Great American Prayer event is simply the middle class having their turn to have a say-so in the election. And that is this. They want to pray. This is the moms and pops of America that they don't want to get out in the streets and demonstrate and raise a fuss, but they want to do something positive for their country.
Hank Irwin is the founder of the Great American Prayer Event.
We're asking all of the churches in America, open your doors on that Monday night at 6 o'clock and let the people come in who want to pray for America.
It all takes place on Monday, November 4th at 6 p.m. local time. Churches and individuals seeking more information should visit gapevent.org. And this is SRN News. Tupperware, still alive and kicking after a bankruptcy judge approved its sale.
The move paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. The transaction is still subject to closing conditions. Under terms of the deal, a group of lenders is buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. Going forward, customers will still be able to purchase Tupperware products online and through the company's decades-old network of independent sales consultants. John Scott reports.
The Washington Post has lost at least a quarter million subscribers since announcing last Friday it would not endorse a candidate in the presidential race. That's according to a report in the newspaper itself. That represents 10% of the paper's digital subscriptions at a time that the outlet, like many news organizations, is struggling to remain relevant. More details at SRNNews.com.